I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys that use a snowball.
Wait a second, Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Good old, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Sipping this bottle of wine, a lone star hanging in the sky with a wish left on it, and it's yours if you want it. And this wildflower from the neighbor's yard, a real slow dance in the moonlight dark, this hand in my pocket. Oh baby, just call it, 'cause it's yours if you want it. From Port Swing, every word of every song I sing, my jacket when it's cold. Oh, baby, don't you know? You got a place to lay your head on the other side of my empty bed, and it's just made for falling. And it's yours if you want it. It's yours if you want it.
me, it's a beach bar, or on a boat underneath the stars, or with my band up on a stage. For a while, everything's okay. For some, it's a fast car, moonshine in a mason jar, and everybody has their way somehow to escape reality. Yes, sometimes life ain't all it is cracked up to be. So let's take a chance and live this fantasy, 'cause everybody needs to break free. It's a bummer. We need a rock and roll show in the summer to let the music take us away, take our minds to a better place, where we feel that sense of freedom. Leave our worries behind, we don't need them. All we need is a sunny day and an old tailgate, and we'll escape reality. Yes, sometimes life ain't all that it's cracked up to be. So let's take a chance and live. Everybody needs to break free.
Welcome everybody to another installment of Callin' Country 104.9 FM. If we're on that, we just I don't know. WJRH, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. On April Fool's Day. Sounds like there are people outside the studio here. But anyway, we should have an exciting program because I think we're going to be having Marquise call in to report as a representative of his student newspaper, The Rival, about a major scandal at the George Washington University campus involving their presidential elections. And I think vice president, the whole student government leadership. A major scandal there, I think. And in fact, as of last night, one of the participants was thrown out of the race. So it sounds like that would happen in a presidential election for the country, not an election for a college student government. So a very interesting case, and we will dive well into it. I think he's doing some, he has something going on until 7, and then which is hopefully ended by now, and then I'll be calling in around 7:30 or something to get all the latest information on this scandal. And if he doesn't call in, well, I'll just look it up and provide everyone with the information, because it's very interesting and pretty cool. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool, but also it's unfortunate. I guess the person got thrown out, and that who knows if the allegations are true, but they're all about this person got thrown out. Miss Watson was running against some guy who made these allegations. Let's see, what's his name? Mr. Ettingoff. And Mr. Ettingoff says that Miss Watson sent her people on her campaign to follow him across campus on a daily basis to see who he was talking to and what he was doing, and tried to dig up as much dirt on him as possible to use against him as opposition research at a debate or whatever, or just in any forum before the election. So the election got postponed a week, supposed to happen this week. And in the meantime, this hearing to go over what these allegations are against her. She was found guilty of some and not guilty of others, but ultimately she was booted out of the race here. I think there's another candidate, so it's two candidates, but these were the two main candidates in question. Well, one was in question and one was making the allegations. So I guess it's been resolved, but we'll try to get the full scoop. Marquise is a part of The Rival, which is the paper there that is reporting on all of this. And there we have some questions about the verity of their reporting, so we'll get into that, and the ethics of their reporting. So we'll get into that with him. I don't know how much he's going to want to say, because he's probably not going to want to bash his newspaper, but that's what we're here to do. So we can do that, and he can just listen. But we'll see. And on a much different note, a sports note, going on now is the Final Four. Gonzaga and South Carolina are at halftime here. Gonzaga up by 9 on South Carolina, the 1 seed versus the 7 seed. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, I think the 9 o'clock hour is 8:49. So just before 9 o'clock is Oregon and North Carolina, the 3 versus the 1, as the tournament will conclude on Monday with the championship. So looking like Gonzaga's got a little edge here, but you know, single digit game at halftime, who knows? And then North Carolina's a few point favorite, but we'll see. Hopefully they win. Trying to win some money, so go North Carolina. Or not. I don't know if that's legal, but go North Carolina. And then tomorrow is also opening day in baseball. The first game of the season will be the Yankees and the Rays at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So hopefully I only have one baseball game tomorrow at 11 and can get back to watch that game. So we're hoping we don't have two tomorrow, but we'll see. Yankees and Rays both supposed to be good. Yankees probably with much more upside than the Rays, but you never know. I mean, people pick teams to finish in first, they finish in last. People pick teams to finish in last, they win the World Series. You know, I mean, in baseball, there's so much more. There are so many more questions going into baseball season every year than any other sport. In basketball, like basketball, you know who's going to be in the final three or four teams every year. You know, it's going to be the Warriors, the Spurs, the Cavs, and this year it was the Celtics because they're pretty good now. But and out of those, besides those four, there's no one else that has any chance of going anywhere, so you don't even need to watch. Although it's still a very interesting sport when it gets to the playoffs. But baseball, no one has any idea. So, I mean, you have a few. Like, the Cubs will obviously be good. The Indians will probably be pretty good. The Red Sox seem like they'll be pretty good. But yeah, there are plenty of teams who could challenge them and beat them. In football, not really the case. Although sometimes, you never know. Giants were a surprise sometimes when they won the Super Bowl. But baseball, more than any other sport, has that element. So we'll see. Yankees could be pretty good, or all their young guys could be terrible, and then they could win 70 games or 65 or something. So time will tell. But they're back, and the YES Network's back finally for people who have Comcast, so we can actually watch them again, which is nice. And then, of course, we have to update the loyal listeners on the progress of this ad hoc committee for, I guess it's called, I forget what it's called, it's Ad Hoc Committee on Ensuring, I think, Inclusive Dialogue, I believe that's what it's called, which I'm a part of. We had our first meeting on, I guess it was Thursday, this week, sometime Wednesday or Thursday, and very interesting. There's... a lot of people in the student body are not very happy. Well, I don't know what the number is. It might not be a lot, but the people who are not happy with it are certainly very vocal about it, which is not surprising at all to anyone who has followed anything that goes on at college campuses, because there's anything that might threaten the monopoly on speech and ideas that the left has on college campuses, they freak out. And we're starting to see the beginnings of that here. We'll see if it develops. So in the newspaper, there's a satirical section this week for April Fool's Day. And, well, there's a real news part and news, quote-unquote, part, and a satirical part. And the news part had a front-page story about students voicing concerns over committee. I mean, literally all the committee is doing is trying to bring some conservative opinions, some opinions that have not been expressed on campus very much, to campus. That's literally all it's doing. And somehow people are very offended by that. So it has a story about that and how students are very concerned about the potential doings of the committee, which is a bunch of nonsense, of course, if you took 2 seconds to figure out what the committee is trying to do and have an objective evaluation of what's going on campus and across college campuses around the country. But regardless, and then the satirical part was, I think it was the title was "White Supremacists Find Safe Space at Lafayette College" in reference, and then it talked about the committee in a joking, a satirical way. But I mean, it had a point. They were trying to make a point. So I will give much credit to our student government president, who certainly does not endorse any of these conservative opinions, but he has been a very loyal ally here with the committee and in swatting away those criticisms. So good for him. Takes a little bit of courage to do that, so we applaud him from Calling Country very much. Good job, and hopefully you can keep it up. So also, and then there was one example on the committee, because not everyone on the committee is conservative. I think most of us are, but there are a few who are not, who are liberals who want to see other points of view, which I appreciate. And so we're all working together in that way. But there were student government representatives there at the meeting who are not part of the committee, but they just wanted to make sure everything was going okay. And then they voiced concerns at the end, and we don't need to name people, but one of the questions was, you know, I don't understand how we can give these points of view any merit, because when you look at it, you know, there were 2 points. The first one was, when you look at it, you know, with the, for example, the healthcare bill, one side wanted to keep people insured and the other side wanted 19 million people to lose their health care. So I don't understand why we need to give those views equal merit. And that is just, that's proving the point that it's not that simple of an issue. That's, if it was that simple, no one would be arguing or debating or have well thought out answers to the other side. So it was proof of the necessity of this committee. And then the person also said, well, up until the election, Lafayette was never really political in their points of view. They just brought in so a lot of social justice speakers, but they were never really Democrats or Republicans. It was never political. It was just about social justice, which, again, proves the point of the committee and why we need it, because you have all these people on campus who think that the social justice, quote-unquote, thing there's only one valid way to view that, and there's only one opinion you can have to be in favor of social justice. And that if you don't have that opinion, then you must be bigoted against the people who that movement is trying to represent. And so, you know, social justice, the way it's been characterized by the left, is a political issue, because they've taken it and said, if you don't believe this, then you're not for justice, which is completely absurd. And if you're not in lockstep with the progressive view on what social justice is, then, you know, you don't care about people, which is absurd. So that, once again, it proved the point of why we need this committee, to show that there are other points of view that are not bigoted points of view, that have legitimate principles behind them. And we're going to try to bring that to campus so people, and it's not beneficial just to the conservatives on campus, it's beneficial to the liberals, because, you know, that person's going to be able to make their argument on their side a lot better when they're able to articulate the other point of view side, and not just say the other point of view is for taking people off their health insurance and my point of view is not, because that's not the issue at all. So it's beneficial to everybody, which is what some of the liberals on the committee agreed with and understood, and so good for them. So those are the main things going on. And then what do we got? Oh, also, Trace Adkins came out with a new album, I guess Friday, yeah, so yesterday. So we'll have a couple cuts off of that. In fact, we'll dial up one now. Let's see. This was his first single off the album. He's on his second now, I think. So we'll get to both of those. So this is the first one off of, it came out, I guess, a decent amount of time ago, but it's on the new album that was released yesterday. So to Mr. Atkins we go.
I'm the last one standing every Saturday night. All the rights feel wrong, wrongs feel right. But every Sunday morning I see the light again. When I'm up on the wagon, I'm a hell of a saint. But I'll be damned if there ain't another town to paint. Just down the road, man, it's a game that I can't win. I need to find a little middle ground between let her rip and settling down. Will I go from dry to drown, lost to found, stone cold sober to just plain stone? Trying to live like my hero's dead. Here's the hardest kind of living there is. Been a tug of war since I was a kid between Jesus and Jones. I wish I could find a gear between White Lightning and John 3:16. But girl, I can't promise anything right now. All I can say is I want to change, and I'll keep the faith that you'll take the reins and hold on tight and calm this crazy down. I need to find a little middle ground between let her rip and settling down. Will I go from dry to drown, lost to found, stone cold sober to just plain stone?
Going through, but if you think getting over me was goodbye. Make the cab take the long way by my place to see if someone's parked outside. Ooh, even if you do, if you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you. I don't want to make light of what you're going through, but if you think getting over me was hard, try getting over you.
All right, Key should be calling in here around 7:30, so we will do our best to prime the audience here on what is going on. So as we mentioned before, the GW elections are in significant turmoil. The election was supposed to be last week, got postponed to this week. They had a hearing last night. One of the candidates got thrown out of the race because apparently she sent forth her minions to follow and harass was not found in violation of threatening, although those were alleged, but it was not found. This other student, her main competition, in a smear campaign of epic proportions here. So she was found guilty in 4 charges she was found guilty in: harassing by campaign agents. Oh, she was found guilty of threatening statements. She was found guilty of threatening statements. Her campaign agents were, count 3 threatening statements in violation, count 7 threatening statements non-violation. So I guess they were 2 separate instances. So in one case she was, in one case she wasn't. Intimidation by campaign agents in one of the buildings in violation, false statements in violation. This is great. That's too bad she gets, well, I don't know where I fall on this, but it sounds kind of fun. I mean, not if it's wrong, but it's still kind of. We like to see the passion in these student government races because it makes them interesting to cover. Just from a journalist like myself's point of view, we love following these kinds of stories, so it's kind of good. And especially that happened at GW, so we can get a and then here's where we're gonna go with Key, because the rival. One of these complaint documents got leaked, apparently, or posted and then taken down from a website, the JEC website, which is what is that? Let's see. The JEC website would be Joint Elections Committee website. And they posted this complaint form and then they took it down. But the rival, which is the paper, and they have a website and everything, got it before it got taken down, and they put it on their website. And then they took it down because they were told that the accuracy can't be confirmed about what was in these documents. But then a hearing proceeded about them and people were found guilty. So I'm not really sure where the verity of that document stands. So we'll hopefully get some clarity from Key about that. And then about what the status is of these elections now. Are they going on this week? Or are they going to be postponed again? Can this person appeal? I don't know if she can appeal the disqualification. Let's see. I think they made a statement. Yes. Kerms. It seems like he's missing a couple of vowels, but this guy, Josh, associated with Land's campaign, issued the following statement. We're weighing our options, but it's hard to decide how we can seek justice in a system that's so obviously broken. And then there were problems with the hearing. Apparently the hearing went 10 hours. It started at 5:30 and it ended at 3:30 in the morning. And it was supposed to be open to the public, but they never told anyone when or where it was happening, so no one was able to show up. And like some witnesses were questioned and some weren't. And they had no idea it was going to take this long. So just a total mess in D.C. at George Washington, which is what we love. We love to see the chaos. So we'll get all the information from Key, both as a member of the rival and as the president of Sigma Nu, which endorsed the person who had these, who alleged these things against Miss Watson, the Land Watson's campaign. So they endorsed the guy who was the victim of these threatening statements and intimidation. So we'll figure out exactly what those statements and intimidation were, how they were manifested, and where we're going forward now with the campaign. So we will have Key on the other side of, on the other side of this song. What are we going to do here? We'll get Key going next. What do we want to do? Yeah. All right, we'll do that. So Key will be in around 7:35 with all the juicy details about what's going on at George Washington. For now, never mind. All right. For now, we will go to back to the music. And what do we want to play? We'll play Kenny.
Lindy strolls around down main streets, down side streets, making his way through town. He picks up pennies, saves them for a rainy day. Callous feet, he makes his way to see the sun sink in the bay. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around and around. He plays piano at the church when nobody's watching, takes cigarettes from strangers, and sometimes you see him talking to himself, laughing to himself. Lindy strolls around and around and around. Lindy's seen it all, storms and hurricanes. Some say he's insane, no one knows his last name, but I believe he's the salt of the earth. Just look past his dirty shirt and you will see just what he's worth. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around and around. He plays piano at the church when nobody's watching, takes cigarettes from strangers, and sometimes you see him talking to himself, laughing to himself. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around and around. Plays piano at the church when nobody's watching, takes cigarettes from strangers, and sometimes you see him talking to himself, laughing to himself. Lindy strolls around and around and around, around and around. Lindy strolls around and around and around. Mm-hmm.
right, so as all my loyal listeners know, last week we had a lot of problems with the phone. This week, I believe I fixed the problem. It was still not working when I got in here, but I think I fixed it, so we'll see if I fix it. If I did, joining us now from George Washington is Marquise Woods. Key, welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, we fixed it. There he is. All right. Very exciting. Let's get right into it here. We're going to skip the formalities because I really don't care how you're doing, but I already know too much. So there's a lot of GW is engulfed in chaos from what I can tell here.
I mean, sure. Sure. Let's go with that.
Yeah. So from what I've seen in my research is that this woman
research,
I have these tabs up here from gw.therival.news, a very reputable news source. One of the few organizations that's not fake news. Although I'm not sure about that. You might have to get into that. So Miss Watson has been disqualified from the SA race. Is that true?
That is true. That has been verified by multiple sources. That is a true fact.
In a 10-hour hearing that lasted from 5:30 p.m. to 3:30 a.m., she was found guilty of several violations, including threatening statements, intimidation by campaign agents in Marvin. Now, where is Marvin? What kind of building is that?
That's the student center all the orgs usually meet.
All the who?
All the student orgs. That's usually where they meet in Marvin.
What do you know about this story? What light can you shed on it?
I, as a member of The Rival, shameless plug, great site, great publication. You should all read it. I write for it, monthly, pretty much.
Good publication would be a great one if you weren't writing for it, but it's still good. So go ahead.
Yeah, probably. So in our Facebook page, we received a update from one of the editors that said, they had a huge story that we're going to break, and they published a article, which I sent to you, which had like all the complaints filed against the candidate, Miss Watson, from the girlfriend of one of the other two competitors in the race.
Mr. Ettingoff, I think, is the Cole Ettingoff.
Yeah, his girlfriend, Miss Allie Belinke, was filed numerous complaints about, accusing Miss Watson of engaging in a smear campaign and using intimidation tactics to persuade Cole to drop out of the race.
How awesome is that?
It's pretty ridiculous, but the hearing, I heard the hearing went all night. They had to get all the facts. You had multiple people testifying, and they decided to disqualify her from the race. So now it's just a two-man race.
She got out. Mr. Engov versus you? Is that the race now?
No, there's another guy, Mr. Adam Johnson, who is a dark horse candidate. But he may be gaining some steam now since, one of the top dogs is out of the race. So we'll see.
Yeah, I know you, as president of Sigma Nu, you guys endorsed Mr. Ettingoff, so I hope you're not here. I hope you're not on the program here to disparage Mr. Johnson and his campaign.
Wait a second.
Yeah, what?
We didn't endorse anybody.
That's not what you told me last week.
The IFC at GW endorsed Mr. Ettingoff. We did not endorse anyone. We don't endorse people.
Okay, so who endorsed him? The who?
The Interfraternity Council at GW.
Oh, the Interfraternity. So all
governing body.
So are you telling me Sigma Nu disagrees with the IFC?
That's not all. I voted for the endorsement.
Oh, you did.
But I did not endorse him as a chapter. No.
Oh.
That's separate. That's a separate thing.
Well, why would you not endorse him as the chapter? What's wrong with him?
Oh, we don't engage in politics.
Oh, I see. Well, why aren't
ourselves separate.
Okay.
So I threw some ideas out there for my campaign. They weren't really taken very well, so I didn't throw my hat in the ring. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Is it not because I blackmailed you into staying out of the race?
Well, you never did that because you don't have any evidence, so I don't know what you're talking about blackmailing me. We can exchange some stories on air if that's what you want to do.
No, that'll be fine.
I got nothing to hide.
Sure, I'm sure okay. We don't need to get into that. There's some controversy, though. Well, first of all, there was controversy about the document being published in the first place here because it went on the JEC website, the Joint Elections Commission thing, and then they took it down, but the rival had gotten it before it was taken down. So the rival published it, and they said they published it because on the complaint it had a signature, it has a statement that was signed saying, quote, "the information contained herein is true, complete, and accurate," unquote. Now, and that is why they published it. I mean, but that seems a little fishy to me. I'm sensing some sort of maybe political motivation on behalf of the rival. I don't know if that's enough information. I mean, if I say something that's not true, but then I just say, trust me, it's true. I mean, you can't just put that out there without verifying it via another source. Wouldn't you agree?
What other source are you going to use to verify it, sir?
I'm just saying, relying on the person providing the information to guarantee that the information is accurate seems a little circular. And which, I will note, the rival then said, we deeply regret publishing them without completely verifying their content. So I think the rival agrees with me. I'm just saying, the initial publishing there, I think they knew they weren't supposed to do it, but they did it because they want to get Ms. Watson out of the campaign. Is the rival a sexist organization?
You can't tell
what I'm just saying.
Wait a second.
I'm just saying one candidate is male, the other's female, and they attack the female candidate.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We need to go back into this and to take this into some steps here. Okay. One, how did you jump from the publishing of documents to being a sexist organization?
Well, the documents were anti-Miss Watson, and they were unverified.
They were not anti anybody, all right? This is just what this is the evidence. They're posting the evidence. The people want to know the truth. These are the facts.
All right, well, I'm going to be sending in my evidence about Mr. Ettingoff, and I hope you guys take the same step. And I will write at the bottom that I guarantee you that it's accurate, and I hope you guys publish that as well.
Yeah, sure, we'll publish it.
But I don't think you will, and the only difference I can see there in the two instances is Mr. Ettingoff's a Mr. and Miss Watson's a Miss. That's the only difference I can see.
Yeah, and also because you don't go to school at George Washington University. That's also a big, and also you're submitting this to the publication and not to the actual body which handles these complaints. Yes, thank you.
I don't know. Sense. Okay. All right, I think I won that, so...
You want what?
And hold on. And then there were also issues with the hearing because it says, let's see, what does it say? Some witnesses were allowed to stay in the room while other witnesses were questioned, which cast doubts on the integrity of the testimony given. Do you believe that the JEC is a fair organization?
Yes, why wouldn't they be?
Because your paper says that the testimony given in their courtroom was in question. The integrity is in question.
So okay. Let me ask you a basic question.
Go ahead.
All right. Is this important enough to engage in a campaign of smear and intimidation?
No. Well, that's the integrity of the testimony that's in question. I don't know if it was a campaign of smear and intimidation. I mean, Miss Watson seems to me like a lovely girl. I don't think she would have done that.
You've never met her. Wait a second. Hold on. You can't be making statements like that about someone you never met. You're picking sides.
That's right. I'm on Miss Watson's side.
Wait a minute. I thought this was a bipartisan program.
No, we have no obligation to be fair to anybody, and we're not going to be fair to anybody. We're going to advance our agenda as I see fit. That's what I'm here to do.
Wait a second.
What?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay. So you are defending the side or the woman who was found guilty of multiple violations in her campaign, correct?
Yes, I guess she was found guilty, but I am raising questions about the integrity of the process.
Are you defending her, yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and can you also confirm to me that maybe 5 months ago you were chanting, lock her up, Hillary Clinton, without any evidence whatsoever?
That's correct. Well, I have plenty of evidence for that.
You can't defend someone...
I have plenty of evidence for that. Wait a second. Two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, I'm doing the right thing right now. Even if the other thing was wrong, which I would contest, but I'm trying to keep the program focused here on one issue. You're bringing in these oranges to talk about apples here. We got another call on the line. Hold on, I have one more issue to get to you with, which is, do you think OJ did it?
What does this have to do with anything?
I mean, I'm just curious because I'm just saying. In this case, seems
I'm
like
skipping that question. Seems I'm like... going to provide a general update on what's going on.
Okay.
So we're having a concert today. It's called Spring Fling.
Yep.
All right. And you know, we had the opening act, which was a great time. You know, now the main acts are setting up. But you know, I as an observer, I went. You know, I obey the law, so I did not engage in any underage drinking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just observing the crowd, and, you know, it was very freshmen partaking in sinful acts, and they probably won't go to church.
Like, even, Hold on.
Hello? Everybody be quiet. Joining the program.
Hello?
Joining the program now is Chris White. Hold on, Chris, be quiet. Marquise is on the line. Marquise.
Chris's calls when I'm on the air.
Marquise is on the line. Chris, shut up. Marquise is on the line. He's telling a story. Listen to his story. Okay, continue, Marquise.
Well, the story is I saw a lot of sinful acts at this concert, and we're not even at the main act yet. The sun hasn't even gone down.
Well, did you do anything about it?
Well, I mean, I got to mind my own business. I can't be going in there and breaking it up.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to say about that, but thank you for shedding light on that. Seems like GW is spiraling down into a lot of chaos, and we wish you nothing but the worst. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, baby, you know.
Chris turned 21 on Thursday.
Okay. Oh, next time I call on this program, I want the VIP treatment. I'm sick of these questions, and you scheduling other callers at the same time.
All right. You went over your time. I scheduled a 7:45 appointment.
Yep. Sorry, Kate, you went over time. He called on time.
Appointment. This isn't a doctor's office. This is a radio show. We're two listeners.
Kate, you called late. You called late. And then you went over.
I called late by 3 minutes. Wait a minute. I called late by 3 minutes, and then I got on the air, and there was a song playing.
A really crappy song, dude. That song sucked.
We don't need. No one asked for your input on those song selection.
I'm at Sigma. I'm going back inside. We're watching the SpongeBob April Fool's episode.
Why are you not watching some hoops?
Yeah, the final four. The final four is on.
It's a 4-point game with 8 minutes left. Can you put some hoops on? What kind of frat are you?
Gonzaga.
All right, Key.
Hey, Ben, I like your show, April Fool's.
Thank you, Key. Goodbye. I think he's gone. All right, White, how you doing? Well, joining us now again is Chris White. Chris, welcome. How are you?
I love that I get the intro and Keith the dozen. That's a good stuff. That's good.
Yeah, of course. We like you much more than Key.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Sounds about right.
So how was you turned 21 on Thursday? How was your birthday?
Oh, it was dope. It was dope. We had a good time, you know. Went out with a couple roommates, a couple other friends, you know. A lot of other people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go? What'd you do? Was it raining?
It was raining.
But you battled through the rain, right?
It was pouring, but, you know, I was good. The rain felt nice.
Good.
Real good, you know. So we went from Aaron's Pub to Maloney's Pub to Kelly's Tap Room. Oh, man. Lovely, lovely, lovely evening. It's good.
What was your first drink?
First drink was an Irish car bomb.
Okay.
Which, you know, I had to look up what that was because they weren't telling me when I had it. So so they served me up some craft in a glass, and I took a sip of it. It was burning me from the carbonation. I don't even drink soda, man.
You don't drink soda, so.
Yeah, I couldn't even get past the carbonation. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is awful. And then the dude hands like a shot next to it, and I'm all like, what is that? What are we doing? You know, what are we trying to do to me? Because I'm just trying to have a shot of Jack, you know, join the squad, you and Key.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
They give me this free
Key's
drink.
20.
Yeah. Oh, Key's 20. Yeah. Yeah, that's a young man.
You can't swear on the program. Good Lord. I'm not going to dump it because I couldn't tell exactly. Okay.
I didn't say anything.
It sounded like you mumbled under your breath. I'm pretty sure.
Ah, damn it. All right.
Okay, that's fine. Enough. Okay. Anyway.
But it's over. All right, so big glass of whatever, and then a small glass of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's in them.
Okay.
I start sipping at the big glass, and I'm like, this is awful. And then all my friends are like, you have to chug this, Chris. You gotta drink the glass down a little bit so that then you can drop the shot.
Yeah, you drop it in, yeah.
And I'm all like, what are we talking about? I told you all the plan before we went into this. Like, what's going on? This is totally different. So I sip a little bit. I'm like burning. I'm like, there's no way I could take it. You know, there's no chance.
Yeah.
So I sip away just so there's enough room for the shot glass to drop, and then, you know, it fills right back up, and I'm like, damn, I'm screwed. Like, this isn't going to be a problem.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they all start chanting chug, you know, chug, 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 and then everyone in the pub is looking at me. And then one of my friends is telling people, like, yeah, he's 21, this is his first drink ever, and I'm all like, oh, my, this is outrageous. So now we got, like, dozens of people chanting chug.
Right. The peer pressure is immense.
The peer pressure is immense, man. Immense. And I'm all like, geez, Louise, I guess I got to do this. Pound that. Oh, I just pounded it. Pounded it. It was down in under 10 seconds, man.
Is there a video that we can share on Calling Country website?
There is a video.
All right, you got to send that my way.
I'm not going to send that to you.
Why not?
Then no one needs to see that. No one needs that. We don't need that out here.
Well, I'm going to see it someday, so.
Maybe I'll DM you. We'll see.
All right. Thank you. When do you get back? When's your semester done? When do you get home?
Well, I got Easter break first.
Okay.
Which is in 2 weeks.
All right.
2 weeks. And then I'm done the year, like, I don't know, it's like May 10th or something like that.
Okay. And then are you going to Florida this summer?
Yes, sir.
That you got that job, boy? All right,
yeah,
nice. That's big time. Well, me and Key are going to be in D.C., so you got to come to D.C. for a little
bit. You're both going
to
be in D.C.?
Yeah, we're both going to be in D.C.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
No, wait, what are you guys doing there?
He's working at some law firm, and I'm interning at a Heritage Foundation in their legal department.
What?
So we gonna both be down there. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Are you living in the same place?
Nah, I mean, I could. George Washington has housing, and you could apply to live in Sigma Nu for the summer. But Key said he won't let me through the door there, so I have to live somewhere else.
What a punk!
Yeah.
What a punk. Oh,
so
man.
No hospitality. So,
wow.
But that's fine.
I think Sigma Nu is the worst fraternity at GW.
I agree.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they're probably the worst. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. About right.
All right. Well, we gotta go to Morristown or something in between getting back and leaving to our jobs. So that'll
be
fun.
Oh, shoot! You're right.
We gotta run. Oh, because Key will be 21 as well. So.
Oh, wait. When is his birthday?
It's either this month or beginning of May, but.
It's gotta be early May.
Yeah.
I'm heading out May like 20th. So.
Okay, that's when I go too. May 20th. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I don't know I don't know if Key even comes back to New Jersey. We'll figure it out. I don't know if he comes back or not, you know. So we'll see. But regardless, we'll do something. So
we got to make that a good week. It's got to be a good week.
Oh, absolutely. Let me look up his birthday here real fast. Hold on. Marquise Woods, parentheses, Keista, about.
Nice.
About birthday. Oh, his birthday's not until May 25th. Nah, he out. He's done.
Oh,
he's out.
What's he doing? Oh, no.
He's out.
Oh my!
See you, Key.
Jeez.
All right, that's fine.
Well,
we don't need him.
Maybe we could go to Chuck E. Cheese first.
Oh, true, Chuck E. Cheese.
And we could leave him there.
And leave him there. Yeah, and we'll get him on the way back.
Yeah.
Good thing you wait. All right.
Nice.
Happy birthday. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, big man. Appreciate you.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, peace.
All right, see you, boss. All right, well, that's Chris White. Happy birthday to him. And so we'll get to the. That's what we'll do. We'll close out with a couple tunes here, but we should be back, I guess, next Saturday. I don't think there's anything in the way of that. We'll be back next Saturday with more updates on this GW controversy, more updates on the committee, updates on the baseball season, perhaps, and whatever else happens in the next week. So this is Trace Adkins' current single out now. And he says it's his favorite song on the album. So if it's his favorite song on the album, we got to play it because it's his album. So we're going to do that. And then we'll finish up with some Granger Smith. And we'll see everybody next Saturday at 7, probably, unless this place doesn't work, which is always a good possibility. So see you in a week. Hopefully. Join us again. This one is Watered Down. By Trace Adkins.
I don't go all in, but I'll take a gamble. And I don't burn both ends, the candle anymore. I take the corners slower and steady. This chip on my shoulder, it ain't so heavy anymore. We still fly like gypsies, just a little closer to the ground. And we still love our whiskey, but now it's just a little watered down. Couple girls I could have married, married someone else. And these torches I still carry don't burn like hell the way they used to. The backside of 40 ain't near as crazy. And Sunday morning near as hazy anymore. We still fly like gypsies, just a little closer to the ground. We still love our whiskey, but now it's just a little watered down. Still chase me, but feel like they're losing ground. Yeah, I'm still crazy, but now I'm just a little watered down.
Town, sun up to sundown, making bad summertime money. Damn, it was hot as hell, stacking it bale by bale. Come quitting time, man, I was running. Little sweat on my shirt, little sun on my burn, little hard on that work, but it was worth it. 'Cause you put gas in the tank, put a little smoke in that tray, put a little feel good. Our crazy, put a little fifth on ice, put a little look in her eyes. Sure bought a lot of time with my baby. Got us out on the edge of town, she'd light me up and I'd lay her down. Those nights got hotter, spending those blue collar dollars, those blue collar dollars. That dusty red clay was on my boots and my face. Still I showed up every day, praying for Friday. Putting that pedal to the floor, picking her up at the door, cashing that check at the store, and we were gone. 'Cause it put gas in the tank, put a little smoke in that tray, put a little feel good in our crazy. Put a little fifth on ice, put a little look in her eyes. Sure bought a lot of time with my baby. Got us out on the edge of town, she'd light me up, I'd lay her down. Those nights got hotter, spending those blue collar dollars. Those blue collar dollars. A little sweat on my shirt, little sun on my burn, little hard on that work, but it was all worth it.